On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
There are going to be more armed police on the streets of Kent from today. Extra officers are being deployed to busy areas, including Bluewater, the Port of Dover and Canterbury Cathedral. Josh is in the city this lunchtime.
Well, Kent Police says it's stepping up the number of patrols to reassure the public and protect the county against the threat of terror attacks. Although the national threat level is severe, Deputy Chief Constable Paul Brandon says there's no direct threat to the county.
We've been considering, along with a lot of forces, the general uplift of armed officers, and we're in the process of recruiting those additional people. But in the meantime, we're also taking very seriously what's happened in France and other areas where we've seen attacks on similar locations as the ones that we're patrolling. And our primary role is to protect the public. So we've taken that unprecedented decision to put armed patrols in those areas and others.
Armed officers have only had to respond to a handful of incidents over the past couple of years. And Kent Police says all firearms staff undergo extensive training. There's been mixed reviews here in Canterbury, though.
I feel like we're in America. I find it quite daunting.
I remember the first time I saw police carrying guns at an airport and being quite horrified, but that was quite a few years ago. In these days, it's a sign of the times, really.
I think in general it doesn't really bother me. I've seen it abroad, so it's the same.
We've been asking you what you think about it in our Twitter poll via @KMFMNews. 72% of you thought it was right for patrols to be stepped up. For now, the extra officers are only being deployed to busy parts of the county, but more officers are being recruited and it's thought they'll be deployed across Kent.
KMFM News.
World leaders are gathering in New York for a special United Nations summit on the global refugee crisis. Theresa May is expected to say migrants should claim asylum in the first safe country they reach. Melanie Kremers from Oxfam doesn't agree, though.
It's going to put the burden unfairly on countries that, by an accident of geography, happen to be first on the route. One of the things that we're calling for leaders to do at this summit today is to establish safer routes so that people are able to apply for asylum in countries where they might already have relatives, where they might have some affinity.
Meantime, police in New Jersey have carried out a controlled explosion after the discovery of five suspicious devices. They were found in a backpack near a train station. Meanwhile, five people are being questioned after Saturday's bomb explosion in Manhattan.
KMFM News.
A 12-year-old boy has now been charged with assault and carrying a knife in Deal earlier this year. The boy, who's from Dover, was arrested at the train station in the town in July following a disturbance at Victoria Park. He's been bailed to appear at Folkestone Youth Court next month. Four people are still in hospital after suffering life-threatening injuries in two separate crashes in Kent over the weekend. A driver in his 20s and a teenage passenger were hurt when a car crashed into a salon in Minster early on Saturday morning. Meantime, a young man and woman were flown to hospital following a collision in Kings North near Ashford.
KMFM News.
A couple who are building a so-called hobbit house on the Isle of Sheppey say they're desperate for help to get the roof on before the weather turns bad. Heidi and Seth Pavlo are using recycled tyres to construct the five-bedroom property, which will eventually be self-sufficient. They were inspired after seeing a similar building on a TV show. Heidi says being green is incredibly important.
It's not only just ecological in the way that it runs once it's built, but in the actual build itself, you take as many recycled materials as you can to do the build, just to show that everything that we class as rubbish isn't rubbish.
And Game of Thrones has now won more Emmy Awards than any other show in history. The fantasy drama picked up three prizes in last night's ceremony in LA, taking its overall total to 38.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Great Britain will return home from the Rio Paralympics on the back of its best games since 1988. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the closing ceremony at the Maracanã featured a tribute to the Iranian cyclist who lost his life while competing on Saturday. Paralympics GB finished second behind China in the medals table with 147 overall, including 64 gold. Ellie Simmons got a gold and a bronze and says it's been a hugely successful games.
To see so many different individuals, top performing athletes achieving best of getting all these gold medals. It's great for the country and great for the legacy of London as well, that we continue on such a high, and to know that we've had such great support up from home, it really does help.
Footballer Manchester United is 6 points off the top of the Premier League today after suffering their third defeat in a week. They were beaten 3-1 at Watford. In motorsport, Kent Shane Byrne has regained his place at the top of the British Superbike Championship. The Isle of Sheppey rider won both races at Donington Park over the weekend to go 27 points clear of nearest rival Leon Haslam. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos have continued their winning start to the season. They beat London Raiders 4-2 in the Southern Cup at the ice rink in Gillingham last night.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.